Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Yeah, I had like this whole thing where I was gonna do like the Nick song, but then after Brunson broke his hand, I was like, I can't do this. This is not right.
Well, it's all right. I told Kendrick Lamar that you were talking shit about him. So.
Oh shit.
He's gonna call you a pedophile or something or whatever. Whatever he's been dropping at Drake.
That's a tough one. Tough one to come back from.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, let's just get into it here. Well, first and foremost, fuck you, Adam.
Sorry. I deserve it.
Let's get that out of the way. Hope you enjoyed your winnings.
Kudos to you. You bet it. Right? May 3rd, you put it in?
You know what? I saw the odds, and I was like, I like the odds. You know, if the Knicks were a little banged up, it was 2.5 to 1. I was like, screw it. Let's do it.
Blood money. Blood money. Yeah, I mean... Listen, we've kind of talked about it ad nauseum already in the group chat, but yeah, what are you going to do, right? I mean, I wouldn't even call it a war of attrition because I actually looked up what a war of attrition means. It's usually when the other team or other force wears a team down to the point where they just can't perform anymore. That wasn't even the case. Guys were just getting hurt, whatever, random. I mean, Randall's been out since January. OG's been in and out. Hurts his hammy in the game of his life, probably, right?
This is kind of the new NBA. It's not the best team that wins the series. It's the team that just doesn't get injured. It just seems like every year there's key injuries to key players, and it's happened all throughout the playoffs again. And in the case of the Knicks, obviously, to me, they were the better team than Indiana, but... What are you going to do if you're going to lose, like, you know, 4/7 to your rotation or, you know, 4/8 to your rotation, whatever it was? So,
yeah, we just ran out of guys, right? Like, at some point. Yep. and certain guys were playing, like, someone like Josh Hart, how many games did he just never rest? He never sat on the bench, played the entire game.
Beast.
So, you know, like, and that coupled with they had the best shooting performance in playoff history.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was incredible.
From the rip, they didn't miss. So I don't care. Like, we could have played the Detroit Pistons. If the Detroit Pistons shoot 80%, it's a game. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. I was still very sad because it's just this is a special season. The team was so likable. Team like hasn't been this likable since 1999, I'd say. And I was still very sad. Shout outs to DJ. So. I was in my house, and he's just
Rico?
Like, he sent me a text like,
big up,
hey,
big up.
He's like, check your doorstep, like, just come outside or something, right? And he wasn't there. I don't know why he didn't just knock on the door, but there was like a big, like a package, and it was rigatoni and sausage and meatballs.
Oh, wow. Wow. What a guy.
That's incredible.
And I was like, what is this for? He's like, dude, when I'm sad, I eat pasta. And it was awesome. It was awesome. So shout out to DJ.
That's amazing. And good choice in the rigatonis. That's my go-to as well.
Yeah, pasta. Especially with the bolognese because it kind of gets stuck in the ridges, you know?
Ooh, I like that.
But, you know, when Brunson broke his hand, I was like, okay.
I didn't even care.
Yeah, you know who else didn't care? The announcers.
They didn't say anything.
Yeah,
I know.
They dropped it like the seventh guy on the bench got the flu or something.
Yeah,
like,
not so
funny. Like, yeah, broke his hand. He's done.
Yeah, it was.
That was it.
I think we were all kind of saying like, oh, you know what? This makes us feel a little better because we probably would have got swept by Boston anyway,
right.
With Brunson being out. I guess the saddest part about Brunson breaking his hand, he didn't get a like a send off like Josh Hart did.
Yeah,
that would have been nice, you know.
That kind of got me a little bit.
Yeah,
because they were down a lot. They clearly lost the game, and he got a standing O. He gets to the bench. Tibbs like pats his belly or something. He sits down, puts a towel over his face, and starts crying. And I was like, oh shit. You got me.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, that same. Chance. What's up, Paul?
Getting chance.
I can't hear you.
You hear me now? Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Better now.
Alec Burks was getting chance.
Yeah, I mean, the Burke stuff was a blast from the past there. Pretty wild.
And his kids were there, too. Yeah, I saw a video today of them.
Of Burke's kids?
Yeah, like, they're like, I don't know, like 5'3", like super young, and they were like just going crazy. Yeah. They were fans of the best. Like, I mean, because they were ripping him during the year. You know, I thought they were a little harsh on him. Like, he was shooting bad, but...
Yeah.
I always knew he was a good player, and he was, I think, the second best player. Third. DiVincenzo was better this series than him, but he was like the third best player on the team. He averaged 20 points a game, almost.
Yeah, and he was almost playing like, especially the game yesterday, because it was out of reach for most of it, like almost like pickup ball. He was just doing like all types of different shit. You know how he has that like release where he just kind of like flicks it. You know, no worries at all, that sort of thing. So, it's tough. And yeah, Ragu actually, I think he had 40 yesterday. You wouldn't even know it. I think it was 39, but it sucks. Game 7.
The number one thing for me, though, this year and even throughout this playoffs is, like, we've suffered for, 24 years about – with all the horrible stuff that's happened with this team.
Yeah.
And then this year, it seems like it finally, like, their plan came to fruition, right? They built a culture where all the legends are welcome back. Like, think about the Oakley days where he's fighting with Dolan and he's, like, pushing security guards and throwing people out of the guard and all that stuff, right? You have this culture where all the old heads are back, all the celebrities are there, the garden is packed. It was incredible. Like, the garden was back to what it's supposed to be. And it was great. Like, I was there for that Pacers regular season game.
That's right.
Where Brunson went off and they were chanting MVP and he was like crying at the end. Like, that's what it's all about. That's like what they lacked with Dolan and Isaiah Thomas and then Phil Jackson and like all the dysfunction and everything. It's finally felt like, all right, this is like what it's supposed to look like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, you guys all saw that video of that, I guess it's some like British guy and he's comparing the Knicks fans and the crowd to like Premier League fans. Did you see that?
Oh, no,
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Paul, I think you've seen it, but anyway, yeah, he's basically like saying like the closest thing to like Premier League fans in pro, like American pro sports is Knicks fans, like just the passion they have and dedication and just the enthusiasm during games. I thought that was pretty cool. And it's true. I mean, they really are. We've been through it all, right? Best fans in the world.
I think the best part of this for Knicks fans is it feels sustainable.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like fleeting. It doesn't feel like they cashed in a bunch of chips for some mercenaries or, you know, previous Knicks teams and previous Nets teams also. Like if we're going to talk about the way, you know, New York basketball teams have been built in the past, this feels, even though there's not really like a ton of homegrown talent on the team, like Brunson feels like a homegrown talent just because he's from the area.
Yeah.
And with Tibbs, it just feels like everything is going to be solid from a culture standpoint and from a basketball standpoint for a long time.
Sure.
Yeah, we...
Okay, so I'll kind of combat you a little bit on that. This is where I think they need to be a little aggressive here.
I agree.
It's unfortunate that everybody got hurt because everything broke right this season, right? You talk about Giannis getting hurt and Miami not being as good and, you know, Philly, even though Philly was a 7 seed, right? And they still weren't like fully full strength. I think Embiid was banged up.
He was banged up,
like,
yeah.
Everything just was like, I mean, freaking Indiana Pacers, right? What seed are they? And they're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're going to compete. I bet you they're going to compete.
I think so.
So, I don't know. Everyone's going to get healthy, and everything's going to kind of reset a little bit, and we don't know who's going to wind up with what team. I think the Knicks need to make more moves.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that 100%.
So, yeah, I'm glad you went there, because obviously we were going to go there at some point. I've been saying don't change a thing. You know, sign OG, see if he can get Hartenstein to stay. I think he wants to. I think he'd take a discount. Honestly, can we get like a TJ McConnell as a backup point guard? That would be... How do we get that guy? That guy's a Nick, right? I feel like.
Nah. Screw him.
Screw him? I don't know. I
Josh, I'm with you. I almost think it's malpractice if they don't make a trade. Because you're sitting there with Jalen Brunson and his contract, you have to take advantage of that. Like, they're one of the few teams in the league that can go get like one or two max guys and have Brunson sitting there.
I don't know about the big splash guy. Juice, I agree with maybe adding like I think they need like a perimeter on guard defender type.
I think like, the perfect guy they got to get is KD. Don't you wish you were coming to the
Knicks? No.
Nah.
I think you got to go get Kevin Durant and bring him over here.
I think he wants to be here. And
he's just such bad vibes, dark cloud. I don't want him in this.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But listen, he's going to be all right. Brunson is great as the guy that's like when he's going off, it's amazing. But he can't be that guy as your main guy scoring 40 a night.
So are you out on Randall, Juice? Are you out?
No, I'm not necessarily out on Randall. I think they got to go through a training camp in a couple months to see what that team looks like with him. And he's got to be healthy, but
well, we saw what he looked like. It was 16 games. Like, it's not like a two-game sample size.
14-2.
They could probably keep Randall and cobble the salary to even get KD.
Yeah, because what is Phoenix going to want? They need to recoup all their picks and get some.
That's all they're going to want is picks, I think.
Yeah.
They're not going to trade him. They're not going to trade Durant.
They're running it back, right? Isn't that what they came out and said? That owner.
Is steadfast on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And did they hire Budenholzer or they're going to hire him?
They hired him.
Okay, yeah. Then they're definitely not trading.
Yeah, they're definitely not starting over with a Budenholzer, right? Yeah, it can't be.
No.
I'd love to see it. With those Nets Suns picks, I'd love to see it. But
yeah.
I don't know about Paul George.
Nope.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell fits this team.
I'm coming around on Mitchell the more it goes on. But I think, like, yeah, they're going to have to make something. But I think it's role players.
I think it's role players.
You know, get, like another good wing defender with some, like, length that can shoot 3-and-D type. Mikal. And a shot block. Yeah, like, not even at that level. Like, we're not going to get Mikal. They're never going to trade him to New York.
I just think if you do that, right, if you backfill with – role players, you're going to end up, you're going to be like scratching and clawing for a 2 seed, a 4 seed, even a 5 or 6 seed. Like, the East is stacked. Everybody's pretty much equal. Like, you have all these picks. You have guys on flexible contracts. Like, now's the time to strike. Now Madison Square Garden's finally like an attractive place. Go get somebody that fits your team. Like, Brunson should probably still be the number one. And he can facilitate, and maybe he can pass off to a Kevin Durant where he does the scoring. But I think I don't know. I think you got to keep advancing, keep going. You want to be the team that's in the Eastern Conference Finals or in the finals and competing.
So what do you think that was in January, Juice? You think it was just kind of like mid-season, teams aren't playing as hard, so of course.
I think that's great. What was the record?
14-2.
14-2. And they had the best. 14-2,
everything. Yeah, offense and defense. Yeah.
Listen, 14-2 and the best rating, offensive, defense of all that. 14-2, and all of that in January is great. I want that in June.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that too.
Well, then it's
you gotta be healthy.
You just gotta be healthy.
We don't know.
Yeah, that's the scary part. Brandon Tierney, BT, he said today, That will never, ever, ever, ever happen again with this Knicks team with that many injuries. Like, he thought it was like a fluke thing. I kind of agree. There's no way, right? That they could just be that banged
right,
up again.
But I mean, there's in an alternate world where they're healthy, they might be playing Giannis and Dame instead of Hansborough. Halbert, Hansborough. And then I don't know. That could be a different series also. So,
yeah. Damn it. Fucking listen. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You're going to run this back, right? And you're going to bring in some role players and you want to see how it fits, right? What if Miami does some Miami Heat nonsense like they always do and they end up with getting Kevin Durant or they get Donovan Mitchell and some other guys and now they're the big, like, you got to stay one step ahead.
So what? Yeah, I mean,
I agree. I don't know who.
Right.
And I don't know.
I think it's going to be someone we're not talking about. Like, I don't think Paul George does anything.
He's finishing up what, year 14, and he's looking for one more 4-year max deal. Like, so you're going to pay for year 16, 17, 18, 19?
Like, how old is George? 35? 34?
Something like that.
Okay.
Randall's 30, right? Randall's 30. 4 or 5 years younger. Who's a better player right now?
I think Randall, when Randall's, like, when he's not playing hero ball, his all-around game is awesome. Like, he'd be like a triple-double guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's an all-NBA guy.
But if you're, like, any team, every team in the league, who do you think, if they're starting a team right now, like, are they doing Randall or George?
That's a great just question because I think Randall is kind of like he's hated on, like, not just by like a lot of Knicks fans. I think just a lot of the league in general just kind of like doesn't give him his praise, you know.
And that's another reason why I want to keep him. I think he's going to be so motivated, like even more.
That too.
You can tell he's very, very like driven.
And I wonder what he thought about this run.
I got to think he was like, please don't win the finals without me.
Right?
How do you not think that, you know?
No,
of course he's rooting for them.
I think he's a Nick. He's like...
No, I know. I'm playing.
His guys.
He obviously is bitter about his own situation, about not being able to play. But he's also... He's durable. He shows up for every game. Like, this injury is a freak injury. He falls on his shoulder and breaks it.
Yeah. But then he was injured last playoffs too, which sucks. Like, that's two playoffs in a row now.
He stepped on an ankle. It's bad luck. Like, he stepped on someone's foot and his ankle. Like, his injuries are fluky. A guy like OG, it's a lot of like soft tissue and like
he doesn't
heal well. Randall's tough as shit. I'm not worried about Randall. OG is the one I'm worried about.
And you're gonna pay that guy $40 million a year. That makes me nervous.
Yeah, Frank the Tank hurt his elbow.
What?
Frank the Tank hurt his elbow. Remember?
What happened?
No, you don't remember the clip? Frank the Tank gave him like a high five, gave him a dap when he was walking.
Oh,
you remember that?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, yeah. I thought you meant like Frank hurt his actual elbow. What happened to Frank?
Yeah, when he was walking. Frank walked.
He cursed him.
Yeah.
Shit.
But, yeah, I don't know. So, Juice, did you happen to listen, or did any of you listen to the latest Bill Simmons Russillo pod?
I did.
Who's Bill Simmons?
your guy.
Clown. The first thing they thought of was when Brunson breaks his hand. They're like, "Oh, we're gonna get the Knicks without Brunson. This is amazing." I'm like,
"Totally.
All you guys are hell."
Let me say something about the Simmons. Mikhail,
yes,
Nick.
That's what I was getting to. Go ahead.
So let me just Simmons says that the Knicks would overpay for Mikhail. So what does that look like? If you look at the three previous trade proposals for Mikhail, wasn't it like Scoot Henderson and Simons? Was that one of them? I know the Grizzlies were going to offer like four firsts, and I know Houston was going to offer Jalen Green and all the Nets picks back. So if that's his market value, what's an overpay? Is it Evan Pertz? and maybe the Nets wouldn't do it. I don't think they would. I don't think they'd trade anything for him. But if I'm the Nets and I'm sitting there and I'm going to get 7 or 8 firsts for Mikhail Bridges, who's maybe the 38th best player in the NBA, I'm doing it, like, in a second. Of course. I just want to put that out there. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, again, it's like you're two teams in a competing market. Maybe Simmons didn't really follow the Nets. I don't blame them. They were pretty irrelevant this year. But like, I don't think a team like that is going to trade their best player to their crosstown rival under almost any scenario. It'd be like the Giants. It'd be like the Jets being like, here, Aaron Rodgers, you're a Giant now. Like, I just don't see it.
I don't either. Just to appease him so he can go play with his friends. You know what I mean? Especially for that reason, right? Like,
The optics would look so bad.
Again, I don't necessarily agree with that stance. Like, if the Knicks are going to offer 6, 7, 8 first rounders or something like that, then yeah, we'll do it in a second. But I think that's just going to be their stance.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I agree.
So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But yeah, it could be just someone random we're not thinking about.
One thing I want to go back with the OG, they're definitely going to re-sign him because they gave up IQ and Barrett. Like, they're 100% going to re-sign him.
Yeah, I mean, also, they were awesome when he played.
Yeah.
Like, awesome.
Dude,
they were almost unbeatable when he was on the floor.
He was so good, especially the game he got hurt in. That was, like, the game of his life.
He has another level to his offensive game, for sure.
I thought he was going to have his Willis Reed moment yesterday's game. It's his first two threes. I'm like, what?
So mad for not hammering that under.
Yeah.
It was up for so – that was the – then they locked it. Like, he could not move. So, I loved it, like, how we tried, you know. But, man, he just – he was a corpse out there.
Yeah. No, I do appreciate that because we were kind of getting on him, right? Like, maybe this is, like, his M.O. He's just, like, this injury plague type player. And, like, maybe he's kind of soft, so to speak. But, I like that he, you know, at least tried, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't know if it's like his playing style, just the way his body's made up. Like, I don't know, but he gets nicked up a lot. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, literally, he can miss 30, 40 games during the year. I don't care. Just be healthy for the playoffs. That's, you know.
Yeah. So how? Okay.
No, he would have locked down Siakam. Like, that was killed the Knicks, man. He was the one guy they couldn't guard, really.
I know.
He opened up everything for them.
I think, Paul, you said that before the series. I think you said you were a little worried about Siakam.
He kills the Knicks.
He always kills them. That,
those type of, like, slashing wings always kill the Knicks.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's not talked about enough. And listen, I'm going to give Pacers their due. Fuck you, Tully. Booger.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to give them their praise. They are a really excellent offensive team. They really are. Like, I feel like at times we just had no answer for them at all, you know?
Well coached. Also.
Well coached. They're deep. What can I say? You know?
They're good. I just don't think that style is, you can really win a title with it. Like, eventually you got to play defense. They are not good defensively. They're a little soft with that.
No.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely not. No, listen, don't get it twisted. Fully healthy Knicks team. I wouldn't say we sweep them, but it's probably Knicks in five. I mean, come on, right? I got to think, right? I mean, we were up 2-0 on them, killed them game five. I don't know. Game three, we, you know, the Nembhard.
That was it, man. They were up 9 in the fourth quarter, and they shot like 4 for 20 in the fourth quarter.
I really don't want to think about that game because I don't want to do the what-if game, right? If that doesn't go in, you know, like – what if we're up 3-0? Ugh, I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. It's tough.
I don't even want to think about it. Now, Brunson, how bad is his hand? Like, a broken hand, I mean.
It's fine. I think I don't even know if it's his hand. Like, there's not details, but when I watched the replay, it looked like his finger. He was holding his finger.
Okay.
Either way, fine. It's a bone. He's fine. If he tore his hamstring, God forbid, his ACL, like, I would have... Then you like, wow, that's depression as a sportsman, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He'll be fine. He can chill, he can rest, you know.
Yeah. He's not going to the Olympics, none of that, so.
Yeah, just chill.
So
And how about Hart? Hart was actually they must have shot him up with some heavy duty shit yesterday. Because he was moving well, he wasn't wincing, he wasn't holding it all. tough as shit, man.
Definitely tough as shit. Yeah, never really bothered him, it seemed like, at all during the game. I love this team. They'll be back. And, Hartenstein, I think, he's going to get big money from another team. It's just a matter of will he stay. I think he will. I think he'll take a discount. I think he was on the roommates pod. Like, I think he loves this team. So
didn't he mention that too? He's like, I don't know about a home team discount. He's like, if they match it, I'd definitely be back. I think he said that.
When did he say that?
Somewhere. I'll find the article. It was either an interview or maybe on the podcast, or it was somewhere. I'm 100% sure. I'll find the quote.
Okay.
I don't think there's a such thing as players taking discounts anymore.
I know.
These agents, they won't like let them really do that.
Well, would you guys rather have Hartenstein if you had to pick one, Hartenstein or Mitch?
Hartenstein.
Hartenstein.
So maybe it's a situation where maybe they re-sign Hartenstein and they try to trade Mitch.
I think so.
That's what I think is going to happen, which is like heartbreaking. I think he loves it here, Mitch. You know, he's just had terrible luck.
He's been hurt every year. It is what it is. Hurt. It is what it is with him. You know, I think he gained a lot of weight over the. Remember when he first came on the Knicks? He was like rail thin and like freak athletic. He's like definitely gotten like a little too heavy, and I think it's kind of hurt him.
He always looks like he just finished the 3-day bender in New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he has that like alcohol smell on his face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Coach K.
I know. I wanted to hear him on the roommates pod. I don't know if we'll ever get that if he gets traded.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
They didn't talk about him.
They're like, I don't know anything about Mitch, man. That dude's an alien. Like, they just like, he's a character.
He like loves country music. I know.
He's obsessed with cars and country music.
Yeah.
and video games.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a character. I wish they could keep both. It's probably not going to happen. But Hartenstein, I feel like they haven't even fully unleashed Hartenstein. Like, this dude shot threes on the Clippers. Thibodeau, like, doesn't, like, let him shoot through. But I feel like they should, like, they bring him back. Like, come on, let's see it, you know?
I guess because their way their style is, like, they just tell him crash the boards and, you know. It works.
But he always gets the ball. He always gets the ball at the high post and then turns, and he's like a facilitator, almost like a Joker type.
Yeah.
Like, why can't he just get it like top of the key, turn around, shoot a three? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Like, can we just see it once? Like, let's remember Mitch kept talking about, yeah, I'm going to start shooting threes. Like, he's like, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Now, I want the Nets to get good so we can have a Nets-Knicks series.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be.
What's the plan for the Nets? What's the path for them to get back into the playoff mix?
Well, right now, those Suns picks might be the most valuable picks on the open market, I would say. Especially 27 and 29. Those 2 years, if you include them in a trade... I'd be inclined to keep them, but I don't think they're going to keep them. I think that the owner and the front office is feeling pressure because the Knicks are good. Because I think with KD and Kyrie and Harden, I feel like they thought they were going to take the market. And that team never took off. So I do feel they're going to trade those picks. I don't know who it's going to be, whether it's Mitchell. Just for the sake of entertainment, if they were to trade those picks and get like Trae Young, I think that'd be a lot of fun. Just Trae Young in Brooklyn playing at MSG.
That would be public enemy
number one. That'd be a lot of fun. But my guess would be Mitchell. If Mitchell re-signs, I could see them going after Garland because you know Garland's going to be out of there. So I don't know who it's going to be, but I feel like they're going to trade these picks.
No, Adam, you like Juice. I think that's how you get a rivalry going is if they got Trae Young. You know?
Yeah, totally.
Knicks fans were still chanting "fuck Trae Young."
Right.
These playoffs. Right. Like, that would be amazing.
I'd love to see it. I personally think that if they traded Mikhail and went the other way, that's probably the more prudent, more patient way. But I just don't think that patience is going to be in the cards. So that's what I expect. I expect them to overpay for a star this offseason, and someone else is going to have those picks and hit the lottery.
Yeah.
But I do think they'll be competitive next year.
Okay. All right.
Who's the coach?
Let's see.
Jordy.
Jordy, yeah. Team Canada.
Let's see.
Oh, he's Canadian?
He's Spanish, but he coaches the Canadian Olympic team, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, that'll help him maybe recruiting in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they'll get Jamal Murray.
There you go. Yeah, speaking of which, Jesus. So, the Nuggets.
Is Claxton a free agent, though, before we move on?
So, yeah, Claxton is unrestricted. And they're saying 20 to 25 mil, which is not something I'd be willing to pay him.
Yeah, that's steep.
But you also don't want to lose him for nothing, so maybe just pay him and then figure it out after. I don't know. Like that's supposedly that's his market, but I don't really see a whole lot of suitors for him. Right
now. I don't see that.
Yeah, OKC I think might be a team that might be interested. But besides that, he'd
fit there amazing.
Yeah, just another guy with length, and he plays next to Chet. Perfect. I could see that.
Yeah,
really
cool.
I could see that.
They need a big, really bad that team.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So speaking of which, we'll first. I mean, Pacers Celtics. I mean, where do you guys see that series going? Then we'll head to the West.
I think Pacers are going to win one game in Boston, and then I don't know, man. I give them a shot. I don't get why they're plus 800. That's absurd.
I know it's weird.
I think they're going to win 2 to 3 games. I think it's going to go 6 or 7.
I think so too. I agree. I think their momentum right now is really good and. No Porzingis still for at least the first two games for the Celtics.
Right.
And the Pacers in the in-season tournament, I think, took out the Celtics, didn't they?
Yeah,
pretty sure. And that's the way they play is very tough, going up and down. Celtics aren't very deep, and they have no big men. You know, Al Horford's going to be running up the court for 40 minutes. Good luck.
Yeah, I kind of give the Pacers. I mean, I don't want to root for either of these teams. I hate both these teams, but Pacers, they may have a shot here.
Yeah.
I think Boston's going to win 5, but it's going to be really competitive.
Okay.
Two of those games are going to be coin flips. And then Boston just ends up with a slight edge in both of them, and then it ends up being a 5 game.
Indy hasn't lost at home yet. They just seem really dominant at home. So I feel like they definitely at least win one there. But, yeah, we'll see. Maybe they win one there, and, yeah, they lose in 5. So, let's see. Celtics each series have had, one game that they just, lay a stinker. I wonder if that's going to happen. One game where they just get blown out. So, at home. Didn't that happen at home both games?
Yeah.
Whole series, Heat and the Cavs? Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's see. Yep. But, yeah, moving west. Holy cow. That was crazy last night. Wolves Nuggets?
Up 20? Yeah. I did not see that coming. I thought it was over. At halftime, I thought.
Edwards had a really rough go in the beginning.
Yeah.
Too, in the first half.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a rough game. But that Wolves team, man, they play defense. They are tough. They were really tough. Even Towns had a decent game. And, they stunned.
McDaniels. I think McDaniels is over. So underrated.
Naz Reid, sixth man of the year. Everyone needs a Naz Reid on your team, you know?
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. What a weapon on defense. And, yeah, good for
I kind of think they're going to win the championship.
I know. Me too.
I don't think that's that ballsy, but.
No.
That would be nuts. The Minnesota Timberwolves win the NBA championship.
First time ever. Have they even gotten... They've never even played in the finals.
Right? No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Never. But they have... You know what? They have a great fan base. Minnesota, the city of Minnesota doesn't win much of anything ever. So I think that would be pretty cool. You know? They have a good, fun team.
You see A-Rod courtside going nuts.
Fucking A-Rod's there. it's Craig Kilborn, diehard. You ever hear Craig? You know Craig Kilborn's a diehard T-Wolves fan.
Yeah. I think I did know that.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a good follow on Instagram, and he was on the Russillo pod a couple weeks ago. He goes to their practices and everything. He's diehard.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah, big time.
I still can't believe the Nuggets lost 3 games at home and lost the series.
Nuts. nuts.
The defending champs. Crazy.
Up 15 at the half.
Crazy.
That's what we were hoping with the Knicks, and they were down 15 at the half. So they were like, hey, maybe they'll come back. Like the Wolves did that in Denver. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. And then they get to play the Mavs. Luka, Kyrie, and the Mavs, who've looked really good. I think they found something there.
It turns out that little stealth tank they did at the end of last year that everyone killed them for was a great move.
Yeah. Yeah, they get
they get Lively out of it, right? And he's like a really good rim runner for them, plays good defense, and Kyrie and Luka, that tandem is working out, and they just
they really complement each other.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I'm surprised.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm very surprised. I did not see this coming at all. We all thought disaster. I think we all talked about it on this pod.
Yeah, I didn't think they were gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah. And then even like PJ Washington, great acquisition. Gafford. Who else? I can't even. Who else? Oh, Tim Hardaway Jr.
Still, Hardaway's still plugging over.
Yeah.
There.
Who else? Who else on the team?
Derek Jones.
Derek Jones Jr. Yeah. He's still around. Like, yeah, they got some guys. Kleber? Kleber went out, right? But doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter.
I think Jason Kidd's a pretty good coach.
I always thought he. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a good coach.
Yeah. I mean, did you like him when he was at the Nets? Like
He was good. I thought he was great. And then the whole thing with Billy King, where they were fighting, it was like a power struggle. And then before you know it, he was out of there.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think I'm definitely more excited for that series, Wolves Mavs, than the other one, because I hate the two teams in the other series. But I don't know. I just think the Wolves, they're like, I don't know. There's something special going on there. I think they're gonna win in seven. I think that's going seven.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long series.
Yeah, and I hope. Listen, I don't want any of the other three teams to win the championship. So I'm a Wolves fan now.
I don't think it's a good matchup for Dallas. I think I like the Wolves in five, just because I feel like Minnesota has so many guys they can throw at Luka and Kyrie. I just think it's going to be hard for them.
That's true.
Offensively.
That's true.
We'll see though.
Yeah, who's guarding Ant-Man?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Luka? You put Luka on him?
Ugh. Does Luka even play defense?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I can't even, like, picture
it. Probably Jones.
Yeah, Jones.
Okay.
What a career from Mike Conley.
I know. He's
still plugging.
Still hanging around. Good for him. You know? I feel like he's been injured, like, his whole career. You know? Kind of just like a compiler. On some shit teams.
Also, big time Rudy Gobert redemption story.
Yeah, I mean they made that trade. We laughed at them.
I still say that's one of the worst trades.
Yeah,
I mean it's awful. It's awful. And then what did they do last year? Didn't they have some injury issues? And did they make the playoffs or did they miss the playoffs last year?
Yeah, they played Denver tough in round one actually.
Oh, okay. So they were out in round one. And
then the year before that, wasn't that year that where they were like they won the play in and they were celebrating?
Oh yeah,
yes.
That
Pat Bev was crying.
Yeah, that clip. Yeah, you always see it. It still circulates on Twitter. Like anytime a team does something good, Pat Bev he throws his jersey into the crowd or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good one. But then Kat was out a lot this year, right? Wasn't he hurt? Like I felt like they were gonna just like. I don't know. Collapse, basically. But now they were the best defensive team all year. And I think Ant Edwards, I mean, he's really gone to another level. He's only 22. It's like scary.
Yeah. They got a bunch of Jersey guys on that team also.
That's right. Kat.
Kyle Anderson from Cliffside Park. And Naz Reid.
Oh, I didn't know Kyle Anderson and Naz Reid were Jersey guys. Okay.
Yeah, Kyle Anderson, Cliffside Park.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay. Does he ever come through or, you know, you ever see him around?
Yeah. I haven't seen him around, but he's around.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. And then, what else in the playoffs? I mean, you know, I mean, I gotta say, you know, another good thing about the Knicks being out, I mean, it was like consuming my life.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? It was just like, it was a bit
draining.
Much.
It was draining.
It was draining. It was like all I would think about, like, especially on game day. And it was just like, oh, is this going to, you know, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's like hard to like.
Every possession, I'm like.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So. I was legit sad yesterday. I was like doing things in my house, like to distract myself from being sad. I was like doing dishes and laundry and trying to clean up. And I was like, what am I doing? Just stop. And then today I felt a lot better. It's fine. Move on.
Yeah, so all good. On to next year.
We'll be aight.
We'll be aight. Let's see how, you know, the off season plays out. It's probably going to be a busy one. And go Wolves. Let's go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyone but Boston in the Indiana. Yeah. I don't care.
We all want.
Actually,
what?
Want Dallas either because Cuban and
yeah, fuck that
tanking no. for the Nick pick and yeah, screw him.
Yeah.
Well, Kyrie's the final boss for me.
Oh, that's right.
Once he's out, I could have some peace.
Yeah.
Because after KD got swept, I was pretty happy about that. Then Harden. Then the Knicks go down. Now I need Kyrie out.
There you go.
Then I'm feeling good.
Yeah, so I think we all kind of want the Wolves here. So let's see. Let's see what happens. All right.
Oh, one thing.
Yeah. What's that? I can't. Lost you there. Your connection is...
Rudy Gobert.
What about Rudy Gobert? Hello?
What the freak?
All we heard was Rudy Gobert.
Oh, there we go. You're back. You're back.
Yeah, that's all. That's all that needs to be said. That's all that needs to be said. He played amazing.
Oh!
Not the worst trade of ever.
Yeah, well, we talked about that. Yeah, how that trade was crazy. And, yeah. Redemption. Redemption song. So, let's see. I like this T-Wolves New York Rangers parlay. It's good odds.
Okay. Oh. I like that.
To win the finals, I think I might put.
Are the Rangers favored right now?
They are. Anyone want to pull that up?
It's like they're coin flip for even for Florida.
Okay.
All right. So.
Hello.
Yeah, you there?
Paul.
Yeah.
Paul. Paul's connection's a little.
Paul, you on the moon?
A little spotty there.
Your connection sucks.
Usually it's good. Where are you? Are you in a different spot today?
No. Watching the Yankee game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Yankees. Yankees killing too. So yeah, we still got. Listen, we still got New York sports. Yeah. We got the Yankees are the best team in baseball. We got the Rangers, four games from you know going to the Stanley Cup. So could be worse, right?
For sure.
By the way, that Minnesota series, Minnesota's a slight favorite. It's almost even.
Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. Gonna be a good one. What Speaking of New York teams, the New York Giants got Hard Knocks.
Well, ooh. Hard Knocks offseason. It's very weird.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so the show starts in July, and it's not the training camp. They're going through, like, the offseason. So they'll probably talk about free agency and losing Saquon and all that. Like, any signings. Yeah, look at it again. It's very strange.
What?
It's like... It's
Wait a minute. Knocks. It's not the training camp?
No. Look at it again. Look at it very carefully. The opening day is like July 2nd or July 7th. And it's off season with the New York Giants. It's not training camp with the New York Giants. So they're going to go through all the drama that the Giants went through with like Saquon and probably them just trying to sign people or any trade rumors. And then, that's it. Maybe they'll go into OTAs a little bit if they're filming now. But, yeah, it's
How
not.
The hell did
like
that?
Yeah, what?
That's, like
really, that's really disappointing.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's lame.
I think it was part of the agreement on like how they, because they've Giants for 20 years have refused to do this.
That is true. I thought it was for like the 100th season, you know?
Yeah, and I'm sure that'll be a big part of it, the 100th season and all that. So maybe they'll go into a little bit of, oh, we signed Drew Lock and you got Daniel Jones there, but there's no training. I don't think there's a training camp unless it goes for like 10 episodes.
Interesting. So is there any speculation? There will be a Hard Knocks during a training camp?
I don't know, but there's probably, I think they've done really well with the Hard Knocks in season one, which I never watched.
I never watched
it. Yeah, I have never seen it.
It's actually, I think some episodes are pretty good. Paul's watched it.
Paul, you watch it, don't you?
I think it's better than the training camp. It shows like what really goes on during the year.
Yeah, it does sound cool.
It's so much better, I think. It shows them like after like a loss, during the game, like it's crazy.
Well, Jets, I loved it. Jets actually have their own version of that.
Yeah,
I forget what it's called, but yeah, they do like their own version of that already.
Flight school?
Yeah,
One Jets Drive or something.
One Jets Drive. I think that's what it is.
Can we talk about these 100-year jerseys for a second?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like. The helmets are just—they're like made up, right? The blue and red.
No,
they made that up.
No, isn't that? It's a 1938 helmet.
Okay, fine.
It's like Michigan.
Like the 1938 helmet was probably this brown leather cap.
Well, yeah,
that my grandpa used to wear in the wintertime. Like they did not wear this like red and blue Michigan logo type thing.
It's kind of cool. I kind of like it.
It's all fake. The jersey is so ugly.
Yeah, the jersey's hideous. Ugly, though.
With
it
those,
does.
Like,
it looks like an ugly Christmas sweater.
That's good. That's really good.
With those earth tone like pants. Give me a break. And you know the funniest thing? I keep making the same joke, but I swear. Like, their offense represents the 100-year anniversary. They can't fucking throw the ball.
That's
they
good.
Can't do anything.
That's good.
I don't know. It's just pathetic. It's like, get new grass. Stop doing all this shit. Get new grass on the field.
I love the Giants, like 80s and 90s jerseys.
Those
sick.
Are the best.
Those are like amazing.
They
should. Like,
they had a really cool color wash one a couple years ago.
They got to go full time with those. Like the Jets went full time with theirs.
I think so.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
they should go back to that.
I like the one logo of the guy that's throwing the ball. It's like probably from the '50s.
When they ever wear that?
They don't wear that. It's just a logo that they have.
Oh, true. I know which one you're talking about. That one's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not. It's gonna be really hard to get excited for the Giants just because I don't know. They have so many holes. But I did look at the schedule when they did that schedule release, and we can talk about all the schedule release videos that they had. But when I counted it out, I had the Giants at 8-9.
Okay, all right.
I'm just excited to watch Neighbors.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
We'll see. Drew Locke's probably gonna be Week 1 starter, right?
I love Neighbors, but how's he going to get the ball?
Yeah, it remains to be seen with this Giants offense.
I don't know about – I think Daniel Jones might be ready to go.
Okay.
The thing that worries about me about Daniel Jones is I saw like an article – I was reading an article about – remember Carson Palmer?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Bengals? He tore his ACL twice, and he was talking about each time – he tore it and what his mindset was and what he was thinking about and how it felt and the rehab and all that. And now I'm just scarred. I think that if you tear your ACL as a quarterback, your career is over. So, and he did it twice. He tore it twice. So now I think Daniel Jones is screwed.
Yeah. Especially a guy that kind of relies on his movement to be any kind of productive.
Well, I'll say this. My guy, Michael Penix Jr. did it twice and almost won the Heisman and the national championship. So
yeah,
you never know.
Lefty hive.
By the way, real quick on that, I saw Kirk Cousins. He was on Bussin' with the Boys. And, he hasn't seemed that. I mean, maybe he's just being a professional about it, but he didn't seem that, you know, ticked off about them drafting Penix.
I think he's awesome. Like, that Netflix show did wonders for him.
Yeah, no, he seems like a really good dude. Yeah. Yeah. Like, he... he's so humble. Like, he admitted, like Michigan State, like, he was like their fifth choice. And like, he had no chance of Michigan drafting him. Like, he's just like a humble dude. He's really come from like kind of like nothing. He wasn't like recruited at all. So good for him. But yeah, so Giants schedule release. Speaking of schedule release, the Jets schedule is just, I mean, it is so brutal.
I didn't really see it, so talk through it.
So
I don't think it's that bad, honestly.
All right, well, this is what I think about. First off, first three games, they played the first three games in 11 days. Then they have six primetime games. Though. What's that?
That's okay. You get like, it's like too many buys though after too. So
yeah, but just three games in a week and a half.
Who are the three teams?
I'd rather do it in the beginning of the year where you're like fresh, you know.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. That's a good point. So Niners to open up the season, then at the Titans, and then yes, that too. I hate that. I hate when they do that. First two games are on the road, and then the third game is a third. Their home opener is a Thursday night against the Patriots. They have six primetime games, the most of any team ever, right, Paul?
Yeah, but Patriots are gonna stink. So if you take, let's just say you take one against the Titans, you're 2-1. And then you have a lot of
the rats. Vikings and the Broncos. Vikings in London, and then the Broncos at home.
Yeah, we're going to get like game.
Probably three rookie quarterbacks in a row against that Jet defense in the beginning of the year.
That's true. Like, that's good. Yeah,
that's
let's
good.
Let's go. Let's go. So
that's what, 4-1 right there. Hopefully. Oh
boy. We'll see.
Wait, is Bo Nick starting?
We don't know yet.
If Zach Wilson comes back to MetLife, even better.
Oh my god,
that's a great point. Actually,
does he go off? That would be fun.
Zach. Yeah. Okay. They'd annihilate him.
That would be hilarious. No, they know him better than any other team. Yeah, they probably would. They should.
There's like players I would worry about coming back, like in basketball or NFL, like. Like, if Geno came back to MetLife, he would light the Jets up, I feel like. Zach Wilson? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it probably would not be good for him.
He'd not come out. He'd be done.
And then they play, whatchamacallit, their bye is late in the year. And then they end the season, their last two games on the road, which I hate, too. So, I don't know. I'm not crazy about it, but let's see.
I like it. I think it's at Buffalo and at Miami to end the year.
Yeah.
I think the Miami's a home game.
I know they end the year last two games on the road. I'd have to look at it, but
let me check, because I know the Jets, they did complain, or they were making issues that they never end their season at home in like forever. So I think that was like a thing that Woody was like harping on.
Okay. So yeah. But yeah, they go to London.
Not like it matters at the end of the year for the Jets, recent, you know.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, they're gonna be. Yeah. I mean, prime time. It seems like almost every week, because you can count the London game even as like almost like a prime time game. So it's really like seven prime time games. It's crazy.
Yeah. So the last game is Miami at home.
Okay. Oh, okay. So do they do finish at home? What was I looking at? I don't know. Forget.
I don't know. But if that's like winter, it's gonna be cold as shit. That could be for the division. Like, come on, let's go.
Oh, big advantage. Yeah, Dolphins. I mean, does Mike hate, you know, Dolphins? It's so weird how they really are, like, they're just like a warm weather team, like, always. Like, that's such a disadvantage for them.
The fan base doesn't like the quarterback.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying in general, like, minus the players.
Yeah, it is odd.
Right? Like,
that always works out. Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't bode well for them, you know, having to go into like these cold places late in the year.
Also, let me just say about the Dolphins, I found it wildly offensive that Odell almost didn't sign with Miami because Tua was lefty and he didn't know how to go with lefty quarterback.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Odell used to be happy to have a contract.
Yeah, be grateful. Jesus. Oh, man. Speaking of LSU receivers, Justin Jefferson was in the vicinity of
he was at the
One Jets Drive
hotel that I stayed at for Louis' wedding.
So what was he doing there? What is the speculation? What's going on?
His owner's there.
Yeah, it's weird. Why is the owner of the Vikings in like down the street from Florham Park, from the Jets training facility?
He grew up there.
Interesting. Interesting.
Hmm. But yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, he's not talking to a Jet guy. You know, he'd be tampering.
I know. That was.
But you never know. Maybe he had some Taylor Ham, and he's like, "Get me here, trade me here."
Oh yeah, the Taylor. shit, that was too funny, Mike Williams. What else? Scotty Scheffler arrested.
Oh yeah.
Juice. That was people were calling it the white man's George Floyd moment or something like that.
Oh my god.
What were they calling it or something?
Oh my Jesus.
I don't know. Twitter was having a blast with all that.
It was one of the more shocking news events, because if you know Scotty Scheffler, he's like so goody two shoes, like,
yes,
all about loving his wife and Jesus and family, and he's like, there's people think like because of that they often call him boring. And to hear that he got arrested, he spent the morning in jail, and then he shows up and he shoots a 66. It's amazing. Like, I don't know if he was just like, all right, I'm on fuck you mode. Like, he shot a thing. He went to the first hole and birdied it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Made his tee time. I mean, he was in the jail with the orange jumpsuit and everything. The mugshot.
He was stretching in the jail. And then, like, they take your phone and they take everything with you. They said Get Up was on in the jail, like on the jail the jail TV. And he was watching himself on the news. Like, wow. St. Scotty Scheffler. He shows up. I love, like, the best thing I saw was the meme where he shows up, it's raining, he's walking out in his quarter zip and the umbrella to Many Men by 50 Cent.
Yes. Yeah, it's great.
So good.
Many Men, yeah, you could throw Many Men in like so many different like slow motion videos and it's just like perfect, you know? Or just a video period, but.
But I think it all caught up to, and he just had a baby too. He had a baby like a week ago.
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
Yeah, crazy.
I think he just like didn't hear the cop telling him to pull over, and he like.
No. So what happened was, like, he's just trying to get into the clubhouse, the country club. So yeah, like someone I guess died. Someone got hit, got struck, and then passed away. So they had all this, like, there was a mix of Louisville Police Department, and then also just regular like security for the mm-hmm. event. So I don't know if he knew that, like, a cop was the one telling you. And the cop, like, jumped on the car and, like, attached himself. And
yeah.
That's where the assault comes from.
Nah, so dumb. It's like the cop.
They're going to drop
assaulted
everything.
Himself. Yeah. It's like, come on. What are you doing?
And then once they realized, like, who he was, I think they probably felt really, really stupid. Like, what are they doing?
Oh, yeah. The police chief has to be like, what are you doing? More like.
Well, conspiracy tone thinks that this was all, it was all staged. It was all set up to make boring ass Scotty Scheffler, number one golfer in the world, have a little edge to him.
Get some street cred.
Yeah.
But staged by who, though?
No, like, I'm joking.
Because, like, he wouldn't do that. He's not about
no,
that.
No, I know. I'm just messing.
But it's funny you mention that. They do say, like, I was listening to a golf podcast, and they do say, like, that police department has a history of just bullshit.
Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, so they're like, this is just, like, adding to a laundry list of shady shit that police department.
Louisville.
Yeah. Yeah. But the whole thing was nonsense. It's, like, so stupid. He's still, like, he's unbelievable. He's still the best golfer in the world.
Can you imagine, like, a cop, like, jumping on your car and then they charge you with assaulting, trying to get
into the gates of a country club. Like, that's all he's trying to do.
Yeah.
It's not like he's speeding away or.
So crazy. So crazy. But yeah, I mean, you know, wins the Masters, has a newborn, hole in one on his first shot, and then that happens.
Yeah, there was a tweet. It was like, if Scotty Scheffler can win the Masters, win the following week, have a baby, go to prison,
yeah,
and show up to the tee time and birdie the first hole, you can do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's pretty unbelievable. He really is. So, Yeah, Scotty could do no wrong. Scotty could do no wrong. Scotty doesn't know. What else did we get to everything? We just we're an hour into this pod. Holy shit.
Time's How's time. You want to talk about your move?
Oh, not really. it's been, you know, we have so much shit. I can't believe how much shit we have. It's like,
yeah, you don't realize.
Oh my gosh. It's like,
I swear to you, I've moved here almost, now it's like 10 and a half years ago. I have the minimalist shit in here because I have a fear of moving, and hopefully I never move.
Yeah, you know, never move, like, Juice. Don't.
I mean, hate moving, and I hate, like, people just accumulate shit in the house, and I won't do it. I throw shit out.
That's smart.
When in doubt, throw it out. That's my motto.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. Adam, you moved pretty recently. I mean, how long did it take you guys to like unbox and?
I still have stuff. That probably needs to be unboxed. It's been maybe a year and a half, I think. So, yeah.
I mean, we've been pretty proactive. It's a work in progress. I'm in our basement. It's like a finished basement. So I don't have the closet anymore at the old place. I had my podcast booth. So now I have a little room down here.
Gigi should have been helping you, man. It's time to
She's been helping a little bit. A little bit, but it's a work in progress. So, you know, slowly but surely, hopefully in another week or so, we'll be good to go. So, yeah.
Near the horses.
Yeah, Saratoga's opening up soon. So we got the Belmont June 8th. Right. It's coming up, and then it closes for another month, and then mid-July, we got 6 weeks, baby. Can't wait. So, didn't hit the Preakness. Did any of you guys end up betting that?
I did not.
No. Taking those bets, yeah.
No, I didn't.
When Portnoy was all pissed because he's big proponent of the take the gray horse. And the winner of the Preakness was Seize the Gray.
How many
9-1
gray horses? How many gray horses normally race? Like one?
Like
two?
One. No, it's usually like one a race, usually.
The pick that you gave us, told me and Mike put 100 on it, but we didn't win.
Ah, damn. Sorry.
No, it's all good. You hit it last time. We just like we were in a state where we couldn't put the bet in. So we'll keep riding you, man. You just give us the next one.
All right. We'll Belmont, you know, in a few weeks. Definitely. I mean, you know, during Saratoga, during that meet, there'll be plenty if you guys want, but no, I'm trying to be now that I live a little closer, you know, I got to tame myself a little bit, but so we'll see.
Horses.
All right, guys. Did we get to
you guys? You guys watching anything on TV?
No.
House of Dragons coming soon next month.
Yes, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Now that the Knicks are done, I need to like start watching something.
You know, remember, Tom? You remember my buddy who lives up there, Saras?
Yes.
He was telling me Jinx Part 2 is really good.
Oh, I need to watch that. Yeah, I've been seeing the trailer for that.
I mean,
Robert Durst?
Yeah, the first one came out 10 years ago, but I was asking him, I was like, do we have to watch the first one again? I don't remember anything. He's like, no, they kind of just like recap a lot of it. He's like, just watch season 2 and they'll bring you up to speed just by watching 2. So he said, highly recommend. He said it's really good.
All I remember...
He's dead, right?
Yeah, he died.
All I remember is that guy, didn't he like, he used to like walk up to like his old apartment in the city, right? Or something, or his old brownstone. Like he would just like walk past it.
Yeah, he was creepy.
He was creepy, yeah, yeah. He talked like this.
Yeah. But apparently there's like, I think there's a lot of good shows. I just with all the Nick stuff and like I haven't followed any.
Nothing.
I haven't watched anything.
Yeah.
So we'll get back into some TV.
When's Dragon? When's it come back?
I think June, mid June.
Yeah, I liked last season. I mean, it was a little too much with the. I mean, how many different pregnant, you know, like births do we need to see?
Yeah, Mariella was like 8 months, and we were watching that show.
Oh,
brutal. Yeah, it wasn't great. She didn't love it.
Yeah, brutal.
They were like ripping a dead baby or something out of her.
Yeah, it was bad.
The best was the guy with the foot fetish.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, a lot of weird sex. That the way that season ended was nuts. The big dragon eating the little dragon.
Yeah.
That was crazy. So, yeah, no, I'm pumped for that. Otherwise, I have no idea what else is in the... Oh, the Shane Gillis is a show coming out called... it's called Tires, I think, or something.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I saw the trailer. I don't know. Could be good or it could be stupid.
He runs like a... Yeah, he's like a manager at like a tire shop or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I love Shane Gillis, but yeah, we'll see. Hopefully it doesn't suck. We haven't gotten the chance to talk about the Brady roast, right? Did we talk about that last pod? I don't think so.
No. I don't think so.
Have we all seen it?
I watched a camp.
Most of it.
Yeah, it's long.
It's long.
It's really long. It's really long. Yeah, I mean, I thought Nikki Glaser, Tony Hinchcliffe, Andrew Schultz, like the three main comedians, I thought they crushed. Like, they were incredible.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Whatever happened to that guy, Jeselnik?
Anthony Jeselnik? He's still around.
He used to be on those all the time. He was always good.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, I don't know. But everyone was like, where was Bill Burr? But Bill Burr, he came out and said he's like, why would I want to trash, like, Tom Brady? Like, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Like, why would I do that? So,
do you think he would do... First of all, I heard he got paid, like, $40 million. Is that true?
Brady did?
Something absurd. Someone told me that.
Well, he was the executive producer, so he gets paid for it, too?
Oh, I don't know.
Shit ton of money, because, like, that was pretty brutal, the things that they were saying to him.
About Giselle? Yeah, that's some of that stuff.
Yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, I actually heard his kids were upset.
Well, they didn't... I guess his kids were off limits because you didn't hear him... Like, they could have made fun of the kissing his son, you know? You didn't hear that. Nothing about his hair, right? I mean, the speculation was always like, what the fuck's up with his... Like, he got transplants? There's nothing on that. Obviously, the craft joke...
Well, like,
his
joke, whole he didn't face, like, he's done...
He looks weird now. He looks... Like,
yeah, he almost like did too much.
Well, Tony Hinchcliffe's like, you look like a gay Tom Brady, or something,
yeah, that
or
was
something like that.
Oh man,
that was great. Yeah, there was a lot of gay jokes. A lot of gay jokes. So funny. Oh my God, I love roasts. Roasts are so good.
How about them? Like, not even the comedians, but like his former teammates. Making Aaron Hernandez jokes. That was
a lot
weird,
of
right?
those.
Yeah, that was
a lot of Aaron Hernandez. Those that was kind of
like I could see if it's a comedian making jokes, but it's like former teammates. That's really weird.
I found that a little much. Like, really? Like, you guys shared a locker room with this guy? Like,
well, they're not writing them. Someone's writing those jokes for them.
No,
they're
I know. It was a lot of Aaron Hernandez jokes. Like, way more than I thought.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa, okay. And then Brady didn't like the Kraft joke that Jeff Ross said.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
I was surprised that Bob Kraft and Belichick ripped a shot together. I thought they hated
it. It was so awkward, though. It was so much. It didn't seem awkward. Kind of seemed awkward a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of tension.
Like, or really forced. But still, even the fact that they did that. That's,
yeah.
That's,
no, that's Belichick's a good sport now. He's good. He's good.
I'm telling you, he's going to be awesome on TV.
Yeah, I thought Edelman and Gronk were pretty funny. I thought Drew Bledsoe was pretty good.
Yeah, he was.
He was good.
Ben Affleck was awful.
I always liked Drew Bledsoe.
Affleck getting a divorce again. Good for him.
That's a rumor. Is that true? It came out. Is that it?
I mean,
he's a weirdo.
It's gonna happen again.
It's not. I think it's J Lo. She keeps getting.
Yeah, I heard she's. I heard she's unbearable.
Yeah, I mean, she's brutal too.
She must be. I mean, like, wow.
Yeah, this will be her. Like, if they do get divorced, her what? Like, fourth
eighth
or
marriage?
Fifth divorce? Or, I
mean, well, are they married or?
Yeah, this is the second time they got.
Oh,
married.
They did get married. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a thing in like a little thing in Vegas, but like, so two for Affleck. Was she married to Puffy or no?
No, I don't think they were ever married.
Mark Anthony.
There was that young guy too.
Oh, like the dancer.
Were her and A Rod married?
Engaged? I don't know. You see, there's so many.
There's so many. her and A Rod were together a while. I felt like. I thought that was the one. I thought they were like the perfect couple, but oh well.
Right.
Didn't work out.
Jenny from the block.
Speaking of Diddy, I mean, seriously, nothing's going to happen to this guy? Like, no repercussions at all? He's just, like, untouchable?
First of all, who released that tape?
I don't know. The Illuminati? Like, 8 years.
Clearly.
Eight years.
Mean, someone's just like, he picked up the wrong... Whoa.
Uh-oh. Tupperware.
What was that?
Just putting away some leftovers.
No, but think about it. Like, had that for that long, and he's like, you know what? He pissed off somebody. Wrong.
Well, he was getting cocky. He was like posting stuff on Instagram, like with his family, and like basically like I'm innocent, you know, like different stuff like that. And I think they were like, nah, we still own you. Like, stay in your lane.
Yeah, it's crazy. You like really beat her up.
But, like, because would the L.A. District Attorney's Office say because it was so long ago they can't do anything about it? Like, what is that?
I don't know. It's dumb.
Where is he right now?
Who Miami? Knows?
Who knows, man? I mean, at this point, hopefully he'll just be canceled or whatever. I mean, I don't like cancel culture. I mean, the guy should be in jail, but whatever.
But, like, he doesn't even do anything anymore. He doesn't make music.
No, he released an album, like, a couple of years ago.
Like, him?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Like, him and, like, a bunch of artists, you know, like you know, No Way Out or, like, his other albums.
Oh, he puts his name on it and then just...
Yeah, like, I mean, he's like, on the songs, but it's like, yeah, it's like a compilation type thing. But that was pretty recent. I mean, I didn't listen to it, but...
Man, he always seemed like a douchebag.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I like Making the Band, though.
What's great that? Show.
Making the Band was a great show.
Oh, it was. Yeah, that was good. That was entertaining, for sure.
If they want the truth, they got to find Farnsworth Bentley.
Yes. That guy knows some shit.
He knows everything.
He knows some shit. 100%.
Got to get that Umbrella Man. Yeah, what happened to him? He disappeared.
Probably because Diddy was like, I need to get out of, like, the music industry, like, period. This shit's fucked up. He probably was like, I need to just, like, go in hiding or something.
Freaking poor guy.
Is my guess.
Holding an umbrella around, parading around everywhere.
Yeah. 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 Diddy's a creep. Anyway.
Let's go, Timberwolves.
Let's go, Wolves. Woo! All right. Anything else, guys?
Xander Schauffele, the best golfer in the world.
Oh yeah, your guy, your guy.
Yeah, finally.
Soufflé.
Finally did it.
They made the course too easy though.
Yeah, they shot like 20 under.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So Father's Day will be the final Sunday for the U.S. Open. It's at Pinehurst in North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
I'm telling you, they're probably going to make that course so hard because of what happened this past weekend.
Are you going, Juice?
No.
Okay.
I've been to Pinehurst.
Yeah, no, I know. Panay's like not far from there, right?
He's going. He's going that Sunday, actually.
Oh, okay, nice. Shouts to Panay.
First time I went to Pinehurst, I got a legit panic attack when I went there.
Why?
Would you?
Because it was just like. Like, I think it was when we first started playing. Maybe we were playing for a year. And you go to that place, and that's like where the Golf Hall of Fame is going to be. They're building it now. But it's just, like, it's overwhelming. It's, like, insane.
Oh, they're building it there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going there.
Wow. I thought that would go in, like, Florida or something.
Yeah, but, yeah, it was just, oh, you get there, and just the land, and, like, where you get your golf carts, it's like a New York City parking garage of golf carts.
Holy shit.
And you get to the putting green is like a football field of like undulated hilly putting greens, and it's just like really overwhelming.
It's golf heaven.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You got there. And then like we played one of the courses there, and the guy in front of us the entire time was the former North Carolina coach, Matt Doherty.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he smoked a cigar for every single hole. And I think one of the shots, I think it was Mike. I don't know if it was Pina, but I think it was Mike. Mike hit a bomb drive and he turned around and like puffed on his cigar and like gave us a thumbs up, like good shot.
Nice.
But they were saying like the when we went to the first tee, the starter told us that ESPN like lives there. All those like sportscasters, everybody just always at Pinehurst.
Yeah, I believe it.
Interesting.
I believe it. I have a coworker. I mean, he's in his 70s, but he's got a house there.
Yeah,
just to golf.
Seems really cool.
Yeah. So.
Although I went to Kiowa, and I don't know if I could live there because they got a lot of like snakes and shit.
And gators.
I saw 100 gators on one course. It was crazy.
Wow. Yeah, I can't deal with that. Like any of those reptile shits. No, I'm good.
And oppressive heat. Yeah.
Yeah, all of those poisonous snakes. Actually, I was on a work call today, and somebody was calling in from Arizona, and they were saying that it was 95 degrees, and they said when it gets hot like that, all the rattlesnakes and scorpions come out.
Hell no.
I was like, nope, I'm good. I'm good in New Jersey.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I'll take the rain.
Yeah, I'll take the Northeast.
Imagine it's hot out, and all of a sudden there's fucking snakes and scorpions everywhere.
Bro, imagine like they come into your house, like we get scared if like, you know, there's like a tiny, tiny ass bug like on the floor, like, you know, in the summer somehow gets in. Like, imagine waking up and there's a fucking scorpion like in your bed. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Or a rattlesnake in your basement. Like, just in the corner.
Yeah. No thanks.
No thanks. Yeah.
Nah.
Fuck that. Yep. Nope. No thanks. I'm good. So. All right, guys.
We did it.
So we'll be back. When we will be back? I guess the finals will be set.
Yeah, probably finals preview.
Yeah, it'll be draft time too.
Oh,
okay.
Thrilling draft.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know what? This is what we gotta do. We gotta find the hidden gem.
I think no one's talking about it like, oh, it's going to be the worst draft ever. And then like 3 years from now, people are going to look back and be like, wow, there were some like legit players in that thing.
Like, oh, I have a feeling there's going to be like a ton of trades right around that time.
Yeah. I mean, it could be. Yeah. I'm hoping. Right. Hopefully that. Yeah. We'll have some stuff to talk about in that sense. Bronny. Yeah. Let's see what happens with Bronny. That's going to be big news. Right.
I feel bad for him. Wherever he goes. Article today. He was getting interviewed. And he's just like, you know, people don't know how tough it's been. You know, people really are like hating on him, like being very like demeaning.
Poor kid had a heart attack.
Yeah, like literally. Yeah, like he's been through a lot of shit. And then the media's just like, he's trash. You know, it's tough, man. I feel like his peers probably like it's tough. Okay. But like he's not a first round pick at all. Like he's a good player, but. He's not.
He's Deuce McBride.
I can see that.
Right? Yeah, but he's kind of like a Deuce a little bit.
Yeah.
Athletic, I mean, like short athletic.
I don't know if he can shoot like that.
He averaged like 5 points a game, though. Like,
yeah. Deuce McBride, you got to remember, was like the star point guard of West Virginia, and he was like locking down Cade Cunningham. That's not Bronny James.
That's true. Well, Bronny.
But he also played like a lot longer. Like, Bronny could. In college for two or three, but I think it's a mistake coming out. Like staying college, it's just pressure that doesn't need to be there for him.
It's his dad. It's 100% LeBron. Like,
yeah,
he's saying like, hey, son, I'm LeBron James. I only got, you know, two more years. You know, whatever. You know.
But then, like, what happens when LeBron retires? Then what happens to Bronny? It's like, all right, bye.
Good luck, like, son.
Does the team just cut him? Be like, okay, LeBron's gone. Like, now you're gone?
I wonder if LeBron's going to do like
what, own a team.
What like Bill Russell did. Like player-coach type situation. Mm. Didn't Bill Russell do that? Or am I getting that confused with someone else?
No, he did.
He did.
I think he did, yeah.
Right? Like, I could
It'll be interesting what he does after...
I think him and Chris Paul are going to own the Vegas team.
And Chris Paul? I definitely knew LeBron.
I think they're going to partner up on that.
Okay. I didn't know Chris Paul was getting involved with that. Okay. Yeah.
Melo. No,
definitely. Yeah, Melo. Yeah, I can see the whole Banana Boat crew.
Yeah, the Banana Boat owns the team.
Yeah. Oh, it just owns Vegas. Interesting.
But I guess like he's going to come back to the Lakers, and then they gotta hire a coach soon. I think it's going to be Redick.
Yeah, I think it's him. LeBron and JJ Redick, they start doing this podcast together. So
yeah, I definitely think it's going to be Redick, because LeBron just released a statement that said he had nothing to do with the coaching hire, whatever goes on.
Oh boy.
Come on, we know what's going on here. So,
and how would you feel if you're a teammate?
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough.
You know, if like whatever Redick is saying to the media, it's like being funneled by LeBron to him, and then it's just like an awkward dynamic. I
think LeBron's kind of at the age where like if you're a team, like at what point are you just like, all right, enough already?
Yeah,
it's not like 2007 LeBron.
Right,
and I can see Redick seems very confrontational. Like he has a short temper.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think he'll really mesh with a locker room.
How many? Like, look, it's clear LeBron doesn't want to be coached. Like, how many like first time
exactly
coaches are they going to go through? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And how many titles Redick, does he have?
Four. Well, say that again.
How many titles does he have? Four.
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 Yeah, four.
Four.
Four. Three and a fake one.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse.
The Mickey Mouse one.
The Ray Allen one.
The Ray Allen miracle. The Kyrie. Yeah, that was the 3-1, right? When yep. Draymond got suspended.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Man, he really could have just won.
Seriously, I mean, you know, almost like yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Does he really think he's gonna get two or three more? Like, what's the point?
Nah, he's done.
Like, why is he? Like, done. What else do you need to prove?
I think he's hanging on for his kid. Honestly,
I think that's what it is. I think maybe it's going to be like one season, like this season. Yep. That's it.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
But the crazy part is he's still performing at like a top.
I know.
Top level. It's insane. He's not really breaking down at all.
He's still averaging what, like 25-7-7 this past season. That's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy. That is true. He can probably play. He probably can play another five
more years.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And then no one, like, how would anyone ever break those records ever? Because he got here when he was 18 and, you know, was scoring a lot of points since his rookie year.
So right.
That record's going to be super hard to break.
Right. Yeah.
I'm ready for Wemby. Year two of Wemby.
Yes.
He's going to be incredible.
He might go first in fantasy next year.
Yeah, he's going to be amazing.
I would take him first. Yeah.
Just he needs another dude in San Antonio.
Supposedly he wants Trey there, but
I was going to say Trey.
The franchise doesn't want him, but he wants him supposedly.
So is Trey going to be a Spur, a Net, or a Laker?
Maybe Miami too.
I can't picture him in Miami. You can picture Miami
I on feel that like team. They do what? They do wonders. They could like just like change someone's mental makeup in like a couple months.
You can't teach that dude. Like you that. Can't teach that dude to defend though. Like I just
is Trey a big market guy or you don't think he cares?
I don't think he cares.
How is Atlanta not a big market though? Isn't Atlanta? Atlanta's like almost like the point, New York actually. Of the South. You know?
Yeah.
I guess a lot of transplants maybe.
What Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, it's just there's a lot of big companies there. Delta, yeah. Coke.
Right.
Yeah. Atlanta's big, major. It's like the biggest airport in the country too. I think. Right.
CNN. Yeah.
Yeah. Airport's CNN. Massive. Yeah. It's but yeah, for some reason the Hawks are just not like. It's fun. It's weird. The city is like a big market, but the sports teams aren't really.
Yeah.
Braves maybe a little bit, but I don't know. The Falcons and the Hawks are just kind of like, eh.
It's going to be a crazy summer. I think a lot's going to happen. NBA.
Yeah. We used to love this time of year when the Knicks were just like sucked. Like just like looking forward to like the summer offseason.
The
stuff.
Lottery.
Yeah.
The draft. Yeah. I know.
So, but it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's getting close.
I'm ready. Yep.
So, all right, guys. We should go.
Peace.
Take it easy.
Take care. Go, Mier.
Peace.